It's 4:32. I'm Mark Rumsey, WFAE News. Tonight, the Metropolitan Transit Commission is scheduled to approve a compromise to its new policy allowing alcohol ads on Charlotte buses. The initial decision brought strong criticism from some members of City Council and prompted the Transit Commission to take a second look. WFAE's Julie Rose is here to sort through the issue. Julie, what's the compromise?
Alcohol ads are not going to be allowed on the city's smaller buses that circulate through neighborhoods. City Councilwoman Luana Mayfield says she and her colleagues aren't thrilled with the idea of having alcohol ads on city buses at all. But the transit system says it'll have a $600,000 budget shortfall if it can't accept these ads. That would mean raising fares. So Mayfield says the council was looking for a way to minimize the harm the ads might cause in certain neighborhoods. Here's how she put it.
How do we mitigate so that we don't have a saturation specifically in our communities that are not as affluent and haven't had as many opportunities of economic success as we have in other areas?
So not putting the ads on the city's smaller buses will prevent that saturation?
Well, they think so. But honestly, there are only about 45 of these smaller buses in a system of more than 300. And the smaller buses really are not that attractive to big national advertisers like alcohol companies anyway. They want to be on the big streets and downtown.
Julie, will alcohol advertisers be able to choose any route they want so long as it's not a neighborhood shuttle?
No, advertisers actually can't choose their routes at all. They just get to pick the size and the number of ads that they run. And the buses are actually rotated through the entire system through various routes on a daily basis.
And will the transit system put a limit on how many alcohol ads it accepts?
Not formally. The transit system has promised, though, to be sensitive to the concerns and also to go after non-alcohol advertisers first.
And what about the size or content of the alcohol ads? Any limits there?
No limit on size. The ads do have to be in good taste, which is relative, of course. And they can't use cartoons or super young models that might appeal to kids. Two of these alcohol contracts have already been signed, including one for Crown Whiskey, which we should start seeing on buses soon if you haven't already.
Julie, thanks.
You're welcome.